This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Let's get to the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? I wanted to mention the weather real quick, if I could, because it looks like we've got a really good week ahead. In my area, mix of clouds and sun, and in the 70s all week. San Francisco, mostly sunny in the 60s all week. San Jose, all sun. Highs in the 80s all week long. And Oakland, mostly sunny, 70s all week. So looks like we've got a great summer week ahead.
Sounds perfect.
Yep, it does sound perfect. I've already mentioned, so I'll just quickly say that the coronavirus is spiking here in California as we speak, so try to be as careful as you can. I know that we're all excited to be back out and shopping and whatnot again. And it sucks. I'll tell you something. When you have your mindset on something and you go, oh, you know what I need to get done? I'm going to go do that thing. And then you realize even though some places are opening back up, there are still a lot of changes in place for these companies and people to stay safe. And so you may not have full access to all the things you like, but at least we're starting to see some sense of normal come back. Americans are very optimistic that we're going to be able to turn this year around despite everything that's happening.
Really?
I am surprised to hear that, but I'm happy to hear it because I do think optimism is important when times get tough. You have to have hope.
You can fall down a well of despair.
Hope has to be there.
That's nice. I hope that we do turn it around.
54% of people are in America are optimistic about their lives in the second half to 2020. So we still have a lot of big hurdles, though, including how school's going to work. I know that you just mentioned your son earlier in the show, and it sounds like he already knows what his senior year of college is going to look like.
It's going to look a lot like the inside of his bedroom.
Yeah. So it does sound like some places have plans in place.
Right.
One of the things I've read about school moving online and the changes that are in place is that kids are dealing with less bullying. So I don't know how that plays out.
Yes, that's good. I mean, certainly if you're not going to the school where your bully is, that's helpful. But it's, you know, you're also not gaining any social skills or coping mechanisms either. I mean,
agreed.
You know, that's a double-edged sword. You're more isolated than ever, but at least you're not getting bullied.
Right. I'm sure for a parent of a kid that's been bullied, they're like, oh, yes, let's keep this kid home. Right. It'll work out great for us. But yeah, I agree that the social part of school is an important part of school.
Sure. It's why so many kids are bummed out right now, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's where their friends are.
Right. Can you mention the charity that guy is writing for? Because it wasn't on our show sheet, and a lot of people wrote in about it.
It is called, let's see. Sky's the Limit Foundation.org. You know what? We're going to put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. That's where we put all our little helpful links. But we talked to Paul Webb, who's an ultra cyclist, and this Saturday he's doing a fundraiser in Mill Valley, and it's for teen mental health. At its base, that's what it's for.
Someone wrote in, I'm so happy to hear about this fundraiser. another person wrote in, my son went to something called Wilderness his sophomore year. And I don't know if that's a, you know, one of those autocorrects or whatever, but it sounds like it's similar to what Paul's raising money for. I believe it saved his life. To pay for it, we had to refinance our house. But they're saying that it was absolutely the thing that helped their kid get
through.
Right,
it can help them turn around. I know a few people who've sent their kids off to these places where they're thrown in, they got to work, and it's like a, it's sort of like a camping kind of situation, but you learn some skills, and there's also some classwork that's going on, but it's not in the class, you know, it just
right.
takes them out of their normal life and all their routines and drops them in where they gotta put it together. And it really helps.
So when we were kids, we had, you know, sort of rules of the house, and now you're a parent and you've got your rules of the house, and I'm sure they're very different. You know, one of the famous rules of the house that most of us older people grew up with was be home before the street lights turn on.
Yeah, that's a total. In fact,
it's universal, right?
It is. Yeah. I mean, the kids these days, they're not even allowed out. So, but it was as soon as the lights come on, you got to come home.
Right. And you can't play until your homework is finished. That's yep. That continues to be the number one rule of the house is that you've got to have your homework done before you can go out and play. No TV until the homework is done is another big one. You can't leave the table until you eat all your vegetables. It still continues to be one of the big rules of the house.
It is funny how we do want our kids to eat healthy things.
Mm-hmm.
You got to eat those.
You're
not leaving.
Right. Well, I only now do I see, you know, my mom always cooked and I always took it for granted. And even when I thought I was being appreciative, I didn't realize how much crap she dealt with all day long and still had to put dinner together.
Yeah.
And now you see it. Now you realize, like, oh man, the missus did her day of work and did her, you know, time with the kids. And then on top of that, cooked a meal. And then the kid goes, yeah, I don't want that tonight. I'm not in the mood. What?
You're hilarious. Sit down and put that in your head hole.
Right. Uh-huh. Let's see here. Is there anything else that's worth mentioning? It just looks like the rules are, for the most part, very similar to what we grew up with. Although, let me see here. The things that people can take away have changed considerably.
What?
Well, for example, I had a little football game that was a teeny dot. And you take this little dot and you'd run it through this little screen and you had to run it through 10 times to score a touchdown. And it was pathetic as games go. Now games look like movies.
Yes.
So
you're just a player in a movie. You're an actor.
Right.
Yeah, I remember the little handheld. I think it would go like blip, 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 blip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that was the extent of the sound effects. So
total
awesome,
garbage.
Though.
Right.
And yet, we loved it.
So,
do we have some audio of the original football game?
There it is.
That's it right there.
We invented it.
What the hell is that? It looks like a crappy calculator.
No.
Yep.
It was
there
awesome.
It is.
Yep. Made it.
Anyway.
That is so funny. And then when we got those Game Boys, it was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, it was such a step up from the football game. That's hilarious.
That's so sad.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it is. Well,
they were,
you know,
hours of fun.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't know better.
No.
We didn't know that.
We had nothing
to
compare it to.
One of the things that I've caught my girls doing, and I mean all of them, is they do the dance thing on Xbox. But they're legit, like, it's not a game that, you know, it's not Halo. But it is one of those things where they've got a song playing and the dance moves are being shown to you and they're scoring you. They can watch you dance and tell you whether you've
got
it or not.
Yeah, you got to fit in there, right?
Do you ever spend time to watch those videos back? Because apparently the Xbox is recording you do it. And so it's so funny to watch them, you know, without the actual screen.
I can tell you.
Did they put the guy who's doing the dance and then, like, split the screen with you doing it and trying to mimic it? Or is it just you?
I don't remember.
In the replay, it's just you, so they're not showing it.
So you can't see what you were trying to do.
No.
Well, that's too bad. Can.
So I was watching just this weekend, and they designated me as the dancer. Mm-hmm. So the thing actually watched me sitting over in the corner instead of watching the dancer. So the whole time, I'm like, what? As we're rewatching the replay, I'm like, why is that on me like that? I don't get it, but they—I guess you can designate different stuff. So
I see. So you watch it back, and it's just you going.
I'm just watching. Yeah, I don't know why they did that to me, but yeah, I went. All right,
you're going. You guys stink at dancing.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Smooth move.
Also, I wanted to mention, as we're still sort of on that, you know, the things about childhood, the most common rules of the house that people had as kids. One of the other things in this little article is about who had or what things made up the house everyone wanted to be at, the cool house.
Ah, yes, so, there was always one of those. Pool.
The top answer at the top of the list was food.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why
the mother with
came
the good snacks, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, you know, if they consistently had like some Hostess cupcakes or, you know, it was like, oh yeah, let's go to your house.
A bunch of my friends were always guilty of lurking around at dinner time because they knew what was about to happen. Oh, Jason, would you like to stay for dinner? Of course, Mrs. Hassan, I'd love that. Oh, John, would you like to? All my friends who want, you know, who had a thing for food would always be around, hoping for that invite.
Well,
so the food's the top of the list, the video games, cable TV, a pool, and the best toys, including, like, at my house, another thing we had was the basketball hoop.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone wanted
to
be around.
We used to hang at Jill Marie's house because there was a basketball hoop and you could play some horse or whatever.
Who's this?
Jill Marie, this chick that she was a summer person. I lived on a lake and there were summer people, and she was for years. I've totally lost contact with her now, but she was like my summer friend. She would come and her house was awesome because they had a dock, so you could run and jump off that. Nobody else had docks, and she had a basketball hoop.
And so she was a summer person,
and
they'd live in the winter.
A couple towns over in Rockland.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Whoa.
What?
I just heard something weird.
That was me. I didn't do that.
Sure.
I did it. I was doing it earlier, but it didn't happen just then.
It didn't happen then.
No one
you
did
didn't
it.
Notice it. It did.
How could I not notice it?
You heard
it?
Something.
Well, it wasn't me.
You heard it, Bryn?
It wasn't me.
I heard something, yeah.
Yeah,
heard...
me too.
I didn't hear anything. I see you guys crackling.
He does a great impression of your neck.
My neck is noisy. Did you see my gator that I got?
Oh, you got one.
Yeah.
Or did you make
it? How is it?
It's great. It's light. It's barely stretchy. It doesn't, I mean, so I'm sure it has like some kind of spandexy thing in it, but you can, it's pretty light though, I'll tell you.
Is it polyester?
It's definitely a blend. I didn't look at, I'm sure.
That's the reason I looked it up last week was that I was going to order one from the Niners because I figured, yeah, mm-hmm. I'll wear that neck gaiter and pull it up. But the description of it was, it's super breathable, which is not what
you're
looking for.
Yeah, I will say it's definitely easier to breathe through than the doubled cotton fabric that I normally use. Mm-hmm. But for me, I feel like, you know, when we go on our walks, I wind up trying to balance, you know, you have it sort of hanging on your ear. And then when people come by, you put it on or you know, if you have to stick it in your pocket or something, this is just going to be nice because I can just flip it up and then pull it down.
I may get one anyway.
Yeah, you should.
I need the Niners logo emblazoned across my face, don't you think?
Yeah. Plus it's cute. It's like it's almost like I tried to accessorize, you know, cute little neck thing. Ooh, hey.
Oh, hey. With that big sweater, you're now you've replaced the everyday black parka with the everyday gray sweatshirt. Is that gray?
Yeah. It's grayish,
mauve.
I don't know what it's sort of
taupe,
like a sagey green thing.
Sagey, got it.
Yeah.
I'm out of time, so let me do a few texts. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Hey, Sarah and Vinny, can you let us know exactly when your vacation is coming up? I need to line up some podcasts to fill the void. We miss you guys.
Oh my God, hilarious. We're leaving the 2 weeks of the 4th of July. I think we're off that Friday too, the 3rd, mm-hmm. and then the next 2 weeks.
707. Come on, man. I'm optimistic that we're all doomed. LOL. Don't.
Oh, that's not optimism. You're a bad, bad optimist.
Vinny, have you checked Snap this morning? It's over 23. I haven't, but you know what? Let me tamp down the celebration just by telling you when I bought Snap, whenever it was launched, what was that, 3 years ago?
Something like that.
I had a little bit of money that I wanted to put on a stock, and I looked at two stocks, and I looked at Netflix, and I looked at Snap. Snap has finally just gotten me back to even, even after 3 years.
Sell and buy some Netflix.
Even, okay? Netflix, at the time when I was looking at it, was half of what it is now. So, as investments go, I still have blown it big. Like, you just couldn't do a worse job.
Vinny, sell the Snap right now and buy what... It doesn't matter what Netflix is at. Buy Netflix. People love their Netflix.
I know, but I'm just saying at that moment...
Sell!
I had an opportunity to and it was a 50-50 shot, and I just thought...
Now take your next shot. Get out of that. Jesus, it's back. Get break even.
I need to correct you, Vinny. It's what? Like about three times as much Netflix as...
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's incredible what I would have done had I gone with Netflix.
It's going to keep going. Go Netflix. Jesus, pull that money out of there.
415 says, regarding Tyson, he is, not was, a rapist. Once a rapist, always a rapist.
Yeah, okay, fine. Thank you. Sorry. Semantics. I'll go with yours. He's
the
a
word
rapist.
Police are out there, no question.
We catch that quite
a bit. So
they're great.
And your mom's number one.
Ah, she's amazing.
Right.
I learn all my grammar from her.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Is it 8 o'clock? Eight o'clock already. Unbelievable. We'll start with Public Enemy right after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.